Prepare to Pivot is a series of conversations with Dr. Andrew Barnes, Dean of the School of the Arts, Communications, and Global Studies at York College of Pennsylvania. Dean Barnes talks with leaders in the college, YCP alums, and members of the York community about the importance of the liberal arts in preparing students to build careers where essential skills like critical and creative thinking, effective communications, and analytical reasoning make all the difference. And now, here's Dean Barnes.
Hi, this is Andy Barnes, and welcome back to Prepare to Pivot. Today, I'm very excited because I'm visited by a new friend, I hope, the former mayor of York City, Kim Bracey. Kim, welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is so thrilled. I mean, we barely know each other. And you agreed to do this podcast.
Well, you have such a charismatic way of asking people to do things. And how exciting, though. We're talking all things York. So, why not?
And, you know, charismatic, I like that. People have called me other things.
I mean, how can I say no?
Yeah,
honestly.
Right. Well, that's really sweet of you.
It was very inviting, and I thought, we're trying to tell people about York.
Tell people about York and the importance of art in York and culture. So, I barely know you, but everyone else knows you.
No way.
Come on, they do, too. So, just give me a brief kind of, this is my journey.
Yikes.
I know. In like 3 seconds.
And he said, brief. Okay. Yeah. Well, I am a native Yorker.
Yorker. I said Yorkian earlier and Yorker. Mm. It's Yorker.
A native of York City, product of York City School District, off the Bloomsburg State College at the time. It's now university.
That's right. What'd you study there?
How about that? Nursing.
Oh, wow.
I got to the semester about blood and it's like, ooh. Time to go into social working or the Air Force. Both of which I did. And anyway, I made my journey back home, worked with the Crispus Attucks Association, one of our premier nonprofit organizations here in the city of York, who happens to be all about the African-American experience, culture, and arts.
That's good.
And I found my way leading one of their divisions that was more about community development, the South George Street Community Partnership. And ended that by becoming a politician.
Boy, that's a move, huh? What attracted you about being a politician? Or did you just fall into it, or someone said, you'd be a good politician?
No, we don't tell them that you would be good politicians, number one. Oh. I was doing the people's work, and still I believe I'm doing the people's work.
Yeah, yeah.
And doing it so well that I caught the attention of then-mayor John Brenner, and then I got involved.
And then you got involved, and then he retired, and he kind of said, hey, this person over here would make a good mayor.
That's what they say, exactly. 18 months before his term ended, he was putting it out, I'm not doing this again.
That's a tough job.
Do you all cabinet members want to think about that huddle and figure out who wants to do it?
That's a tough job being a mayor, isn't it?
It was a very tough job.
And you did it for 8 years.
An honorable job, though, and a wonderful experience. Yeah. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, but it was tough.
Did they have to call you the honorable, or they call you mayor madam, or what did they call, what did they refer?
Apparently, you are called the honorable while sitting in office and elected.
Ah.
So you're the honorable. Not always the honorable. I'm not the honorable anymore.
You don't get called honorable anymore.
I'm just
anymore.
Kim. You're just or Kim the then. Former mayor.
Or the former mayor.
Yeah. We'll but that. It was very, very humbling. A 24-hour, seven job. When not on call, I was on call kind of thing for everything.
Yeah.
The good and the bad and everything in between. But there was a lot of great experiences in the reason why we're here. And the arts arena while mayor, I can't wait to talk to you about.
Yeah, I have to stop because you were my first day here in York when I moved to I moved from New York to York.
That's right.
On January 16th, so MLK day. And I did my day of service at Crispus Attucks. And I did my day of service there because my father, I grew up in Indianapolis, and my father was a gym teacher. And he taught at Crispus Attucks in Indianapolis. I had that connection. I thought, that's probably something I should do.
Yeah, it should be.
So let's talk about your time as mayor from 2010 to 18, right?
That is correct. Yep.
So what was York City like? way back then in 2010.
I know.
Long time.
Believe how far back.
We are getting younger, not older. We're getting younger.
So, again, my predecessor, we were at a place in city government where the city government could go up or it could go down. And we felt like we were really making moves and had a lot of energy going on. Everything from street art to murals, music coming back into the city, restaurants beginning to get a little interest and hype around them. And we were working on the neighborhoods. We had people feeling accountable. We had people feeling empowered to do some things. And when he said he wasn't going to run again, I was like, okay, all this work as the community development director.
Oh, that's right, because you were community development. Yeah. That's right.
No, dude, we got to figure this out. So we wanted to continue to build on that momentum after I won and campaigned and won the position or office. And we did. Everything from being recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts, the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
Very nice.
It was huge. It was huge.
Wow.
To even have it, Governor Rendell at the time come and bestow some honor on us. I mean, we had streets shut down. Wow. Arts was really a part of who I am. I didn't tell you that in my journey. I'm not an artist. I played a clarinet.
Everybody's an artist. I tell you, everybody's an artist.
Okay, I have somewhere a form inside of you. Art. How about
that? That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
But I just knew how important it was to me as a human being and a native of York from the community or neighborhoods that weren't always the best.
Yeah.
A single parent household. And how I was able to withstand a whole lot of negative stuff to be able to be the mayor, I needed to make sure young people knew how to do everything.
That's a good point you make, because we often don't think of art as a kind of survival tool.
Oh yeah,
we think of art sometimes as kind of this extra hobby thing you do.
Oh no,
because you have time on your hands or something, right? But art has this amazing ability to allow you to survive.
That's right.
And to express yourself when you feel kind of trapped or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on. And art can be that kind of therapy.
And it was. Yeah. It was. Yeah. Everything from writing a poem that was published.
Really?
Unpublished.
Oh, you should have brought it. I would have read it here. That would have been great.
To creating ceramic art. We had a lot of youth centers or centers that cater to young people.
Yeah.
And my dad passed and he still had this ceramic mug that I made. My initials
That's
on
adorable.
The bottom of it and everything. And I'm like, okay. And it wasn't your typical one. No, sir. It was shellacked. It was nice.
Nice.
It was in his stuff. It was a good piece of art. So here I am published.
Yeah.
I became a ceramic person.
An artist, a ceramic artist, a ceramicist,
a sculptor.
Those both
sculptor. Played a clarinet throughout high school in the band. All those sorts of things.
So you're an artist.
There you go.
I'm telling you, everyone has it. That's a true thing. You're listening to WVYC, and today my guest is Kim Bracey. I almost forgot your last name because I don't know you that well, but we're getting to know each other. That's kind of fun. So, why do you think that art is so important to the survival or the sort of soul of a city?
Yeah.
What is it about art that gives a city some kind of lift? Why do we need art? I mean, it's just art.
No, it's not just art.
I set you up there.
And, you know, it's interesting because this past weekend I thought about today. And being here with you, getting to know you, and our topic, and experiencing the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown York. You talk about art.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
true.
Gosh. I mean, from the dancing to everything. I mean, the greenery, the beer.
There's a lot of that on St. Patrick's Day.
There was a lot of that.
I'm Irish, so yeah.
You know, then it took me back to York recognizing Juneteenth.
Oh, yeah.
And the Juneteenth celebrations that take place in Penn Park. Then I started thinking about the parks and how we improved those throughout the years, especially while I was mayor and still, and the art sculptures in downtown York. And even more, when I see people looking up at our wonderful architect throughout downtown York, which is better than a whole lot of places. Not going to say England or Italy or anything like that, but it's close. It's close.
Yeah.
And you think about the buildings that have been able to be saved and that beauty and that draw that's been brought here to York, the murals. And you know, it's teaching people as well, too. I think we have it. In our arts, we see economics. We see economic mm-hmm. development. We mm-hmm. see opportunities to, yeah, build on it. A bit yeah. of commerce.
Yeah.
We have art studios now.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Quite
yeah.
a few of yeah. them. And again, we have an opportunity for the community to come together to celebrate each other's differences, culture,
That's right.
Arts, and enjoy it at the same time. You couldn't have community without art. Just no way.
I agree with you. And sometimes we think of art as kind of an elite thing, right? That people go to museums.
Yeah.
And people do. Great. Do. I love going to museums.
Yep.
But art is not an elite thing. Art is for everyone.
Everyone.
And it can be that thing that kind of breaks down sort of socioeconomic barriers.
Yeah.
Right? That everyone yeah. can participate in art. Everyone can sort of appreciate the murals that are up and around downtown. It's for everyone. Everyone can sort of enjoy the green spaces, the yeah. park spaces.
Mm.
And it's not just this sort of elite thing that is class, which we often kind of see art as. I was really surprised when I came to York to the art scene there, here.
Yeah.
It's Little York. I know.
I bet you are.
And I was surprised when I went downtown because you're right. The architecture is pretty amazing because you didn't tear down buildings and build new ones like That's a lot right. of city did.
No, exactly. Yeah.
York is this little sort of hidden gem that I kind of stumbled upon. And I live downtown. I live in front of. Were you responsible for those
of
sculptures?
Of course I was.
Anyways.
Next.
Those metal sculptures that are made out of found things. I have one right in front of my house.
There you go.
So
those were the street. That's the street art
yeah,
that I was speaking of.
Yeah.
One or two of them were erected or put in place,
yeah.
installed when John Brenner was in office.
I have one of them in front of my house. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And it was just a unique thing to York
yeah.
and a change. And wow.
Yeah.
Folks were like, wait a minute. What is this metal stuff?
It's cool.
It took a little bit too to keep them secure. There's the one that the cat
mm-hmm.
used to have eyes that were sort of put in there that weren't metal, and they would find themselves missing. So you know, we had to kind of keep up with
yeah,
that kind
yeah.
of stuff because I mean, it's one thing to put the art there, but the cost, unfortunately, someone
yeah.
has to keep up with the maintenance costs, like
which is
everything.
Difficult. Yeah, and it's
yeah.
you know, when we think about maintenance, when we think about budget, art is usually falls
right.
to the bottom, right?
Easiest things to cut
is art,
and then it goes by the wayside.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
And people don't sort of. We have to get out of this mindset that art is a luxury.
Yes,
because it's not. It's a necessity.
It is a necessity.
It's a necessity for our cities. It's a necessity for us as people.
Yeah,
to kind of see beauty, to express ourselves. To I try to convince students all the time, and their parents especially, going to get a degree in art is okay.
Mm.
It's better than okay.
Yeah,
students will do just fine with it, and they'll add a real value to society and to themselves. Not an easy sell, but a sell
That's
I constantly
That's not an
make.
Easy sell, sir.
It is not an easy sell. Everyone wants a job. I want to switch just a little bit because
sure.
something I want to talk about, I don't think I've mentioned to you, but I've been working on this idea of creating a degree in applied humanities. And what it means is that mm-hmm. we take the sort of traditional humanities disciplines like English, political science, philosophy, and we go into community. And we talk to community members and nonprofits and NGOs about an issue,
yeah.
housing insecurity, food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And we think about, okay, how are we going to look at this from a historical perspective? It's one thing to say, yeah, we have people that have food insecurities.
Right.
And we can help them by food banks or whatever we want to do. But we have to understand holistically where that problem comes from, what it stems from. how it affects, what's its political effect, what is the literature writing on. So looking at problems in York City and all sort of cities from a holistic point of view.
Okay.
And really kind of what we talk about, bringing the humanities out of the classroom and into community.
Wow.
And I'm hoping that, I think we'd probably get purchase from a lot of people like you in community that, yeah, that could use some of our students and use some of our, the skills that our faculty have to have a better understanding of some of the issues we face in community, how we might solve those in the long term,
yeah,
rather than just putting kind of band-aids on those. So I forgot to mention too, you are now the CEO of the YWCA. We should talk about that.
We forgot to mention
it. I know. Sorry, YWCA. Apologize. So, yeah, we have time. We have, okay. Jeff here can cut everything out and make make it fit to whatever it
fits. And what I was supposed to say.
No, you, but please, yeah, I'd like to hear definitely more about
it. And that's interesting as well, too. I'm now the chief executive officer, yeah, of the YWCA of York.
Yep.
And having a fabulous time, bringing things to life and through art.
Through art, yeah.
Through art. When I got there, and this is no negative on my predecessor or anybody else, it was a very sterile building, inside and out. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is the YWCA, right? I'm not going into something else. And I thought, okay, all right. So now we got these murals.
Oh
my
great.
Gosh. The boardroom is a full mural.
Who did it? Who did the, do you remember?
Annalise Woma.
Yeah. Her. I've heard about her.
She's done the murals around town, the different storefronts. Her. And Lancaster. I mean, she is dope.
As we say.
As they say. And I think she uses that as a tagline, too. But this mural is fabulous.
Oh, great.
It has the history of YWCA incorporating some of the new stuff, what Kim's up to. And, and that's in the boardroom. In the lobby is one that Ophelia Chambliss did.
I know, Ophelia. I'm trying to get around this show. Ophelia, if you're listening to, you need to answer my email.
I will tell her to do the same. But her art is so colorful and vibrant. And as soon as you walk in the building, that's what you see.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, my gosh. And then we go down the hallways and we started putting up print art and art from students, young people that go through the building. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our kiddos.
Yeah.
But more as important to align with our mission, because we are charged to eliminate racism and empower women. Mm-hmm. We do work within the domestic violence awareness and sexual assault space as well. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
And is it?
It is.
Okay.
We have to remember that. Last April, we had a partnership with the Market View Arts.
Oh, yeah.
And we had an art display. And it was the riveting art from survivors during that month. And it was powerful.
Again, this is an idea of art as sort of a way to handle trauma.
Yeah.
To work oneself through trauma.
I wanted to do it again. And I wanted to commission a piece, but the lead person was transitioning through a whole lot of different stuff in her life and was not a good time. So we are having a paint and brunch.
Really?
Yes.
When?
Do
you know? I know.
In April.
They can probably find it on the web.
The first Saturday in April.
Okay.
Please visit our website, ywcayork.org, for any and all events. But you will find that paint and brunch opportunity.
That sounds awesome.
Right. And we have an artist who will lead us through that. I think we've already picked out a chosen piece of work, but it'll be around sexual assault awareness.
Oh, good.
And an opportunity to display it as well. And then we're going to have installation art in recognition of Child Abuse Awareness Month.
Oh, good.
Which is also April.
Okay.
We're going to have those pinwheels out in front of our building. So since being there, art has been always a part of my life and is definitely going to be part of my work at YWCA York.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to meet someone who's a champion of art.
Yes.
Who has so much invested in this city to see this city succeed. And although I wasn't here, I'm sure that your reign, as it were, as mayor was tremendously successful.
We had a fabulous time.
It sounds like
a great team of people, and it was awesome.
Kim, thank you for coming to talk to me today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to getting to know you better.
Thank you. Opportunities to volunteer all day long at the YWCA of York are there, and I appreciate being here with you today.
There you have it. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you next time.
This program is produced in the studios of WVYC-FM, the voice of York College, and produced by WVYC radio station manager Jeffrey Schiffman. Join Dean Barnes monthly for these ongoing conversations about essential skills in the liberal arts.